Hello, this is Rita Al-Khoury, and I'm interviewing Zayd Nasser, a technology and media writer and commentator. Zayd, can you tell us a little bit about the N8? Have you had it in your hands before, or is this the first time? And if this is the first time for you, what do you think of the device after reading the specs and after knowing all the press releases about the device? It's been out for many months now. So.
Thank you, Rita, for the interview. Well, it is the first time I actually use the N8, and we've seen it in the media for a few months now. After this long presentation received from Nokia today, I can tell you that the main thing that I noticed was that Nokia still is a leader in imaging, because they have a 12-megapixel camera on this thing with Carl Zeiss optics and HD video. So I think the Nokia N8 in the smartphone segment will stand out mostly because of its superior imaging. The other functionalities are also important and are clearly evident, like the entertainment center, the music, the video. But this is the main thing that stuck out today while we studied the phone. The next thing I really liked about it was the Dolby 5.1 stereo. I also think that maybe, possibly, it's a unique feature to the Nokia N8 in the smartphone segment, among competitors even. So that makes it also very interesting for people who want to stream media or want to watch video. So these are two things that I thought were really fantastic. So I talked to somebody who had Nokia and said that these are the two main things I like about the phone, and tell me what else is there to like about it. And they said, well, you're going to like the price, because they said it's going to be about $500, which again means that this could be a breakthrough device for Nokia. And Nokia needs a breakthrough in the smartphone segment with the competition it's getting now from the iPhone and the BlackBerry.
Yes. So you're talking about iPhone and BlackBerry and Android OS. What do you think of Nokia's strategy with Symbian and maybe possibly MeeGo in the future, in light of the smartphone war that is going on right now? Where do you think they fit? Do you think the current offerings they have right now are up to par, or they're different maybe?
That's a very good point, Rita, and a lot of people are asking this question. Not one of us has a full answer, but my take on things is very simple. Nokia is a little bit behind in this race. They are still the biggest supplier of phones globally. They claim to be the number one smartphone supplier in our region, at least in the MENA region, in the Middle East and North Africa.
Worldwide, and actually, they are the numbers. Yeah, so, the numbers say
so,
also that they
so,
are.
So I mean, from that leadership position, I am not one of the people who are really worried about Nokia's position. I think Nokia just need to get their strategy right, and they should be able to run away with this market like they did before in previous segments. But I'll tell you what. The whole thing revolves around the success of the Ovi Store. Today we saw very impressive numbers. We saw that there are tens of millions of downloads on the Ovi Store in our region, for example, per month. So that is very impressive. I think that the Ovi Store is becoming a success. The more the Ovi Store becomes a success, the more it will be able to face up to the iTunes store of Apple, for example. BlackBerry does not have a store strategy, as far as we're concerned, in the Middle East. And I think the Android store is still in the experimental phase, especially in our region. So basically, I think Nokia needs to get its act together with the store. And they seem to be doing that now. They seem now to know where they're going in the store. On another quick note, there's an operating system issue. One comment I would make is that Nokia need to standardize on one operating system for all future devices and then just upgrade that system, like Apple does with its iOS.
Yes.
And then they just introduce a new operating system that runs on the iPad, the iPhone, and the iPod Touch, for example. And they go for resolution. The resolution of all devices is similar nowadays. So this is the issue here. I think that Nokia needs to decide that they want to stick to a 3.5-inch screen and just keep on upping the resolution and upping the features of the operating system. I'm not a techie, I'm a user. And as a user, I would like to feel that my different Nokia phones give me the same user experience with apps. And at the moment, I still don't feel that. But if I get the N8 feeling on other phones, it would be fantastic. Because the N8 really, really looks nice, the screen is nice, the applications look very attractive, high resolution. It looks very interesting, the N8. I think the N8 is truly, finally, Nokia's real entrance into the high-end smartphone business.
Okay. So what do you think are the features? I mean, you talked about the two stellar features of the Nokia N8 in your point of view, the camera and the video.
The Dolby.
Yeah. What do you think are the features that will appeal to the market here in the Middle East?
Well, the Middle East is a complicated market because it's not really one market. The Saudi market is different from the UAE market, it's different from the Lebanese market, different from the Egypt market. So, but if you were to look at overall what people want in the Middle East, people are very price sensitive in the Middle East. So if you price it right, you will get good traction with any device. That's the first and most important thing, I think. Second of all, the Nokia brand is very strong in the Middle East. People trust the Nokia brand. Today, the vice president for Nokia in the MENA region was saying that familiarity is important in the Middle East, and I agree completely. If people feel familiar with the operating system and familiar with the handset, it builds up very successfully. And today, Nokia is making sure that they give you something familiar and something updated. So that would also stand out as an important point. I think the market will decide how well the N8 performs, but I think it's looking good at the moment. Personally, I'm considering moving up to an N8 and joining this revolution.
Okay. Yeah. What device do you have at this point?
I've been using an old N series phone. Every time Nokia produce a new N series, I've been using an N95. For a long time now, and
it's
every
the flagship,
yeah, as a flagship. Well, I mean, as a journalist, I always get these free phones for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.
Yes.
I really like the X6, the comes with music phone. I really loved that. I was planning to buy an X6, but then I saw this in the news, and now that the N8 is in the region, we'll probably have to pick up an N8. I think that in general, Nokia's power and Nokia's commitment will probably ensure that the N8 succeeds. The question is, how many people will defect from other attractive platforms,
yes,
like the iPhone, for example? Are we going to see that? We've always heard about people leaving Nokia for iPhone,
yes,
or leaving Nokia for BlackBerry, or leaving Nokia for Android. Is this the phone that will reverse the trend when people will go back to Nokia and even add more to the already big numbers of Nokia? Thank you very much for the interview.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.